Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Chav Tes. We are holding on Daf Chav Ches and Beis at the very end of the page. We are at Toshima on the last line of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Goldava Simcha, Allah Shalom, and Nisham Meshav and Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Lila Nishmas, Rosie's paternal grandparents, the parents of Eugene Gluck, whose town of Satmar observes at their yard site this past Tuesday, the day of their deportation, and Lila Nishmas, Rosie's mother, Jean Gluck, Gittel Malka Bas Mordechai, on her 8th yard site, which was Wednesday, and it's the Neshama Sheven Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Elisa and Aaron Herzen family in memory of Dr. Donnie Lindenberg, Daniel Usher, Ben Aryeh Dov, Zichron Levrach, whose 4th yard site was yesterday, the Neshama Sheven Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to talk about today is we already started the conversation of whether Chatzi is like Rubo or not like Rubo, meaning we say that you, whenever we say that you need a rov, what if you have exactly 50-50? So the Gemara is going to bring a couple of more rayas in that discussion of whether chatzi counts as a rov or not. And then the Gemara is going to talk about what is why it is that the din of rov simin needs to be said both by chulin and by kachim, that the Mishnah repeats the din of rov simin. So the Gemara explains that one line is about chulin and one line is about kachim. So why is it necessary to tell me the din that Rov Simon is good enough both by Chulin and by Kachim? And also, which part of the Mishnah is about Chulin and which part of the Mishnah is about Kachim? And the Gemara is going to have five different rayas, five different opinions that all prove in the same direction, that the Reisha of the Mishnah is about Chulin and the Seifa of the Mishnah is about Kachim. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have a machlokas whether the entire process of Shechita is all called Shechita, or is it only the end of the process that's called Shechita, that it's Eina L'Shechita El Basov, or Yesh L'Shechita Mitchila Ve'ad Sof. So Eina L'Shechita El Basov means that everything up until the very last moment is like preparatory work, and then only that very last moment is actually called Shechita, and Yesh L'Shechita Mitchila Ve'ad Sof means that the entire process is called Shechita. The Gemara is going to go through different possibilities of what that would mean, of L'may Nafkamina, whether the entire process or only the end of the process, and that discussion is going to take us well into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again the last line of the page on daf Chav Ches and Beis. Tashma, another raya, or really another kasha on the shita of Rav that we had said yesterday, because Rav had said mechza al mechza is kirov. Rav Kana had said mechza al mechza is eino kirov. So we had this machlokas whether 50% counts as a rov. So Tashma, we have a kasha on Rav shita that mechza al mechza is kirov. That if a shachat chatzi gargeres, if a person shachted half of the kana of his shahaba and then he waits the amount of time kidei shchita acheres that it would take to do an entirely different shechita, so he stops in the middle and waits for the amount of time that it would take to do another shechita, and then he goes back ugmara and he finishes the shechita shechitas ukshera. The shechita is going to be a valid shechita. Now the Gemara assumes that we're talking about a behema, but v'yamrit mechzal mechza karov. If you hold that 50-50 is like a rov, after he shechted chatzi kana, it's as if it was a rov of the kana was shechted. Well, wait a second. If rov of the kana was shechted, itar. Then the behema became a treifa at that moment, because by shechita of the first chatzi kana, it's not a shechita, because because for shechita's behema you need to shech shnei simanim, so you only need to cut through rov of one simon, so that certainly doesn't count as a shechita itself. It's just a pegima that he made in that one simon, and if it was rov of a simon that he was pogim, that makes it a treifa. So how can he then go back and complete a shechita? It wouldn't be a kosher animal, it would be a treifa. So says Mar Misafrit Behema. Who said we're talking about a behema where you need to shecht shnei simanim? Lo, but oaf. We're talking about an oaf where you only need to shecht one simon. And therefore, if you shecht chatzi and then you wait and then you come back, it's for sure going to be kosher. Because mimanav shech, whatever you did, whether the chatzi counts as a rove or the chatzi doesn't count as a rove, it's a valid shechita. Because mechzal mechzak rove, if the chatzi actually counts as a rove, so you're right, and that would be enough to make an an animal a treifa, but havalei ruba, you did a shechita of rov, so it's a shechita, it's not a treifa, it's a shechita. You did a valid shechita by cutting through rov. Vi mechzal mechza enuk rov, and if we don't view chatzi like a rov, we view it as if you only cut less than a rov, so lo v'lo klum, then it doesn't make it a treifa. It only becomes a treifa when you cut through rov of the kana, not when you cut through chatzi of the kana. Now the Rishonim are a little troubled why the Gemara has to go through both sides, that imechzal mechza eino karov, meaning Tosafot Rosh points out, we're only trying to be miyashiv shita of Rav, who holds that mechza is karov. So why do we have to say, oh, and don't worry, even if mechza is eino karov, the old kasha was on Rav, that mechza is karov. So just tell me that according to Rav, that mechza is karov, that you already shechted ruba. Then once, the real answer is, we're talking about a bird, not a behemoth. That's the whole answer. That we're talking about a bird, and since we're talking about a bird, when you shecht mechza, and that counts as rov, you finished your shechita, so it's not waiting in the middle of the shechita. So Tosa Rosh explains what the Gemara is saying is that you don't need to be so careful whether you shechted exactly chatzi kana before taking a pause and taking a break, because mimanav shech, it's going to work, meaning don't worry about it. If you're shechting if you plan on shechting around half and then taking a break and then coming back to it, you're going to be fine, because if you ended up shechting 45%, you didn't make it a treifa. If you ended up shechting 55%, you got it on the first shot before you ever took your break. So you're going to be fine either way. The Ran writes, what the Gemara is trying to say is that even though according to Rav Mitrabanan, you have to shecht rov of the simin, but if you do a shehia between shechting chetzio and shechting rubo, it's not going to be considered a shehia, because mimanav shech min haTorah, the shechita was already finished by chetzio, and mitzad gzeir drabanan that the chatzi is not considered to the rov l'inyan shechita, it also wouldn't be considered the rov l'inyan treifa, meaning even Rav would agree that chetzi is karov would agree that midrabanan we require you to do more than chetzi, that you should get a real rov. Yeah, but that means midrabanan we wouldn't really view it as a treifa until you do more than chetzi either. So you don't have to worry about that. So Tashamasa says, well, let's try to bring another raya. Hareshaya chatzi kana pagum, again another kasha on Rav. Let's say half of the kana of the oaf was already pre-cut, v'hosif alav kolshu, and then you just brought it from 50% to 51%, ugemaro, and you therefore completed the shechita, shechita sukshera, that's a valid shechita, but wait, v'yamid mechzal mechza karov, treifa avya, but if it was pre-cut to 50%, that means it was a treifa, according to Rav, because Rav holds 50% counts as a rov, so it was already a treifa, it would not be a valid shechita. So I'm Rav, a shiny linear treifa, to be in a rov hanirilein, now, even according to Rav, Rav is only saying that mechzal mechza is karov when it comes to the maisa shechita. But as far as what would make it a treifa, 50% would definitely not make it a treifa. It needs to be a recognizable rov in order to make it a treifa. It has to be more than chetzi, that's nikola einayim, that it's not chetzi. But a shechita could be that chetzi is good enough. So the Achronim raised the question, how could this be? How is it ola al hadas that even that cutting chetzi simen is not going to make it a treifa, but when you do chetzi simen properly, it does count as a shechita. The whole idea of shechita is to kill the behema by cutting the simanim. If cutting chetzi simen doesn't even make it a treifa, then how could that be a valid form of shechita? It doesn't take the life out of the animal. The whole point of shechita is to take the life out of the animal. So the Tfashar suggests that according to Rava's Teret, Rav never said mechzas karov by anything other than the shechitas haveshet. By the veshet, we said that even a neck of kolshu who will be matru for the veshet. But by a behema, or by a behema where you shecht shnei simanim, that even though it became a treifa by the shechitas haveshet, the Torah is still makbid that you have to cut the kana as well. And since it became a treifa by the veshet, the shechitas chatzi kana, the shchitas chatzikana is going to work. But if you shecht only the chatzikana by an oaf, then enochinami, that would not be a valid shchita in the way Rav is viewing it. I mean, that Rav makes this chilik between the dinim of treifa and the dinim of shchita, it has to be assuming that although we're saying you need a rov hanira le'enayim for treifa and shchita you only need chatzi, it has to be assuming that you're doing a shchita on chatzi when the animal's already dead, or when you're making sure that the animal is already, that you're doing a maisa that for sure kills the animal. So it's either on the veshed or it's on the second simen when it comes to a behema. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says, but still it's not mistaber. It's not mistaber that 50% is going to be a valid shchita, and you need way more than that to make it a trefa. V'lo kol d'cheinu, meaning after all, shouldn't it be kal d'chomer? Uma trefa d'b'mashahu mitrefa. There are many parts of an animal's body where even a mashahu will make it a trefa, where even a single tiny little puncture will make it a trefa. And hecha d'binan ruba, but in those parts where you need to have a rov, binan rov anira le'naim, it's got to be a substantial rov. So shchita d'adik ruba lo miskashra, when it comes to ma'isa shchita, where there's no din of a mashahu, for sure you always need a rov. Lo kol shchita d'binan rov anira le'naim, shouldn't that all the more so have to be a substantial rov and not some 51% rov? Ela d'kuli amla mechzal mechza eino krov. So it must be that everyone really agrees that mechzal mechza is not like a rov. Rav said that it is. V'chitmar, d'rav d'rav kahana linin pesach itmar. The whole machlok is Rav and Rav Kahana, whether mechzal mechza's krov is about a specific din, about a carbon pesach being brought betuma. And it is not a broader machlokas that relates to shchita and other areas of halacha. We have a halacha that yechidim that are temeim do not bring the korban pesach on erev pesach. Rather, they wait until yudalid iyar. They wait till yudalid iyar to bring the korban pesach. Pesach sheni. But if rov of the tzibur is tamei, then they're makriv the pesach bituma on erev pesach. So this machlokas rav and rav kana. Yeah, you tell me what the halacha is when yechidim are tamei. You tell me what the halacha is when rov is tamei. What if we take a poll and it's exactly 50-50? So HaReisha Yisrael Mechza Torah Mechza Temeim. What if exactly half of Klal Yisrael is Torah and half of Klal Yisrael is Temeim? Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kerov. That Rav says it's like a rov that are Tamei. So the Temeim are Makar of the Pesach Bituma on time, and the Torah are Makar of the Pesach Bitara on time. Meaning we view it as if rov at Zibur is Tamei, and therefore everybody does the Karban Pesach on time. They all do it on Erev Pesach. For Rav Kahana, Mechzal Mechza Eino Kerov. The Mechzal Mechza is not like a rov. So the Tahorim do Pesach Rishon, and the Temeim are Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, because even though it's Mechza of Klal Yisrael, that's Tamei, we view it as if they are Yechidim, and therefore because they're not like a rov, and therefore they go to Pesach Sheni. V'hasa my time of the Rav. Now, by Pesach, why is it that Rav considers Mechzal Mechza Kerov? But if by Kol HaTorah Kula, we're saying that Rav is going to be moda, the mechza is eino kerov. So how come dafka pumped by korban pesach? That's what we're going to say. The mechza is kerov. So says Mar Tchsiv, because the pasuk says by korban pesach, ish kiyia tamei l'nefesh. So we darshin ish nitche vein tzibur nitchin. That an ish is nitche to pesach sheni, but a tzibur is not nitche to pesach sheni. A tzibur does it on pesach rishon, even betuma. So chatzi tzibur, even though it's not a rov, but it's not yechidim, meaning by korban pesach, there's no din that you need to have rov. The din is that ish brings on Pesach Sheni. So once you have chatzi, it's not an ish. It may not be rov, but it's not ish. So that's what Rav says. Chatzi would have a din of a rov when it comes to Pesach, because you don't need an actual rov. You just need to not be ish. You just need to not be individuals. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to say, to explain the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah said, rov echad ba'of and rov shnayim bebehema is going to be shchitasu kshera. So tanin lechadaz but didn't the Mishnah already tell me this, that you cut rov of a simen, that's like cutting the entire simen? So the Gemara says, so hakesh pashach simen, so that's the Rashi Tevus, so the names of the Amoraim that the Gemara is going to quote. As we said, we're going to have a whole bunch of different rayos of that the Reish is about Chulin and the Seif is about Kachim. So we have Rav Hoshaya, Rav Kahana, Rav Simi, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and the letter Ches is a little bit unclear what that's doing over here, because as I mentioned before, there are five different approaches, and here the Simon includes six different different letters. So something's missing over here. Unclear what that's about. So Amrav Hoshaya, but Rav Hoshaya says Chad b'chulin v'chad b'kadshim, that the Mishnah tells me twice that Rov is good enough to tell me that the din is true both by chulin and by kachim. One line in the Mishnah is about chulin, the other line is about kachim. Now, isn't it obvious? Well, it's a shchita, is a shchita. So what difference does it make whether it's chulin or kachim? If that's the definition of a shchita, it's cutting rov, so that's good enough. So this is more of a tzricha. No, it's necessary to tell me. Diash min chulin, if it only would have told me that cutting rov of a simin is valid by chulin, hasmud tisag le berubim shum dalav damu tzarech, aval bekachim dil damu tzarech emelo tiski le beruba. I would say, yeah, that's by chulin, that where the goal of the shechita is to be able to eat the meat. It's not to be able to draw out the dam. So therefore, cutting rov is good enough. But I would have assumed that by kachim, where the purpose of the shechita, the whole avodah of kachim is dam. It's all avodah sadam. You're going to need to do a zrik on the dam, and the zrik is going to be mechaper. So it's all about the dam. The meat is a byproduct that, yeah, you have a mitzvah sometimes, depending on the type of kachim, to eat the meat or to have achilas mizbech. But really, it's about the dam. Sa'adika kulei. So I would have imagined that by kachim you really need to shecht fully in order to draw out the all of the dam. V'yashmin b'kachim, and if it only would have told me about kachim mishum dil dam utzarich, I would say, yeah, by kachim where you need the dam. So that's where you need to shecht rov of the simin. Avol chulin dil dam utzarich ema bepalga sagilei. But I would have thought by chulin you don't even need a rov. That all you need is chatzi by chulin because you're not trying to draw the dam. So kamash malan, that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that both by chulin and by kachim, if you shecht rov simanim, the shechita is kosher. If you do not shecht rov simanim, the shechita is pasul. So says Gemara, okay, hey b'chulin v'hei b'kachim. Which line of the Mishnah is about chulin? Which line of the Mishnah is about kachim? Which one might reasonably ask, l'may nafkamina? Meaning, once we know that the din is true, that shechita's rov simin is true by chulin and by kachim, who cares which line of the Mishnah is by chulin, which line is by kachim? So the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, they say there are nafkaminas. Because if the Reisha were talking about kachim, that which Rabbi Yehuda says in the Reisha, that you have to shecht the veridim as well, might only be by kachim in order to, because remember, we just said a svara that by kachim the whole point of the shechita is to draw out the dam. So I would say, oh, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is saying you got to cut the veridim, that you need to cut all the blood vessels in the neck because you really got to get out as much blood as possible. But by chulin, maybe there's no such din if the ratio were in fact about kachim. Now, if the ratio is about chulin, and even there Rabbi Yehuda says you have to cut the veridim, then certainly he would say that you have to do it by kachim as well. Another nafkamina would be if you have shechting two animals at the same time, that it says in the Seifa, meaning that not in the Seifa, but in the next Mishnah it says that which is a hemshech of this Mishnah, that you're not supposed to do that. So if the Seifa is talking about kachim, so then that would dafka be a din by kachim, that you're not supposed to shecht two animals at the same time. But by chulin, you would be allowed to shecht two animals at the same time. But if the Seifa is about chulin, then when it leads into the next Mishnah, that would be a din about chulin as well, that you're not allowed to shecht two animals at the same time. So it is important to know which line of the Mishnah is about which, because although the content of that line is identical in the Reisha and the Seifa, the context of the line is different in the Reisha and the Seifa, and the context is going to reveal different halachos. So answers the Gemara, five rayas that we're going to have, that the Reisha is about chulin and the Seifa is about kachim. Number one, Amar Rav Kana, Mistabra Reisha b'chulin, Seifa b'kachim. It's most mistabra that the Reisha is about chulin and the Seifa is about kachim. Mimai, miduktani, ha shochet. It says in the Reisha, if you shecht it echad ba'of, v'shnayim b'beima, it's going to be kosher. V'yisal kadaitach reisha b'kachim, ha molek mi ba'yilei. It should not have said a shochet by kachim on an oaf. You don't do shechita. You do malika. So that's what it should have said if, in fact, we were talking about kachim. Elamai, sefer b'kachim. So wait. So you're going to tell me that from that perspective, it fits perfectly if the sefer is talking about kachim? The sefer says, shechita so k'sheira. melikaso k'sherim ibayle. It shouldn't say shchitaso, it should say melikaso if you're going to make that diuk. So it says, no, hello kasha. I did the saluk mi behema, since the seifa just got through talking about a behema, so tananami shchitaso k'sherim. It says shchitaso k'sherim, not melikaso k'sherim, because but el reisha al ov kai. But the hashochet that it says in the reisha is talking about an oaf, meaning it's going on the word of hashochet echad ba'oaf, right? And if it were about kachim, the phrase doesn't make sense. Hashochet echad ba'oaf. You're not shochet anything on an oaf when it comes to kachim. Isak da'ib kachim hamolik mi ba'ilei. Really should have said hamolik. So that is raya number one, that the reisha must be about chulin, just from the fact that it says hashochet echad ba'ov, shchita by an ov is only by chulin and is not by kachim. Rav Shimi bar Ashi Amar, second approach, second answer, or second raya that the Reisha is talking about chulin. Reisha b'chulin mehacha. We learn from the following. The Katani, it says in the Reisha echad ba'ov v'isal kadaitach b'kachim. But if we're talking about kachim, ha'ika olasov to buy shnei simanim. That forget about the term hashochet that it says that it describes it as hashochet. How much are you shochet? It says echad ba'ov in the reisha. Well, by kachim, it's not always echad ba'ov. By kachim, you have an olas ha'ov where you're supposed to sever that entirely. You're supposed to cut shnei simanim. So it doesn't fit to say echad by an oaf if it were talking about kachim. So it says, well, yeah, but from that perspective, does the seifa work out? Elamai, seifa b'kachim. So you now want to say that the seifa is talking about kachim, but the seifa says rov echad ba'ov. He calls himself to buy shnei simanim. The seifa also says echad by an oaf. It says rov of echad by an oaf is good enough. And if we're talking about kachim by an olas oaf, it's not good enough. So it says, well, no. It says rov echad, my rov echad, rov kal echad v'yachad. Rov echad doesn't mean rov of one simen. It means rov of each and every one of the simanim that you're going to cut, which by echad ha'of is one simen, and by an olas ha'of is shnei simanim. So that actually fits quite nicely with the din of kachim, that however many simanim you're cutting, rov of each and every one. Obedin hu delisni rov shnayim. And really, because of olas ha'of, it should have said rov shnayim, just by an olas ha'of, just like it said by a behema. Kiven di ikachatas to but there's a chatas ha'of where you only need to do malika of one simen, and therefore it's lo psikale. The Tana doesn't say rov shnayim; it says rov echad. So the Tana uses a terminology that that can be referring to simen echad or shnei simanim. So when you say rov of each, that could be applying to simen echad when that's all that's required by a chatas, or shnei simanim when that's what's required when it comes to an olas ha'of. Answer number three. How do I know the Reisha is by Chulin and the Seifa about Kachim? Rav Papa Amar Reisha b'Chulin mehacha. We learn it from the following. The Katani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achi Yishchot es Havridin. That you have to, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to shecht all the blood vessels in the neck as well. Opligi Rabbanan Alei. And the Rabbanan apparently disagree with that. And they say you do not need to cut through all the blood vessels in the neck. Iyam Bishlam b'Chulin. If in fact the Reisha is on b'Chulin, so Shapir understand very well that Chacham are going to say that it's not necessary to do that because you don't need all that blood. But if we're talking about the Reisha talking about Kachim, why would the Rabbanan say that you don't need to shecht the blood vessels in the neck? After all, who atzmo l'damu tzarech? The whole point of the Shechita of Kachim is for the dam. So isn't it obvious that everyone would agree by Kachim that you have to shecht they have to cut through all the blood vessels in the neck? I know it's obvious that that's the halacha. What does that mean? That isn't it? Yes, l'dam u'tzarech. But that means so is it also obvious that you should stab it in the heart and cut it up as much as you possibly can in order to draw all of the blood out of there? What does that mean? That it's obvious that you need to shecht all of the they need to shecht the blood vessels as well, because after all you're looking for the blood. So it says Tosos mikan muchach. Tosos points out in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph in Dibra Maskal Hashochet that even Rabbi Yehuda says that you need to shecht the blood vessels, that's only a din l'chatila, but b'di'eved, it would not be possible if you did not cut all the blood vessels, and even im tzalo shalem, even if you roasted whole. Oh, so once the whole diyun is about what's the best thing to do, So then it makes sense that when you're doing a shechita in that location of the animal anyway, and you know that your whole purpose of the shechita is to draw out as much blood as you possibly can, it's very mistaver that the best thing to do is to draw out as much blood as you can. So the Rabbanan would not disagree with that. Meaning, if it were a question of what's kosher, what's pasul, you can't just make up halachas and say, oh, it's mistaver, this should be the halacha of shechita. There's no should be. The halacha of shechita is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But if you're saying that that this is not a din that's ma'akev the shechita, this is about what's the best thing to do. Oh, the best thing to do by kachem certainly is to get as much blood as you can, because you need that blood in order to do all the avodah sadam. The Rabbanan must agree with that. So that's what Tosa says. Not all the Rishonim agree. The Ramban and the Ran try to reject Tosa's Raya. That's the case. But that's what Tosa holds. That the whole diun about shechting the Veridim is only a diun whether l'chadchila you're supposed to shecht the Veridim. No one would hold its makir b'di'evet. Okay, answer number four. Ravashi Yavar, how do I know the Reish is about Chul and the Seif is about Kachim? Seifa b'kachim e'alcha. So up until now, we've been proving that the Reish is about Chulin from that which it says in the Reisha. Either the fact that it says the fact that it said Echa, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, right? It's all been discussions in the Reisha. Now I'm going to prove that the Reisha must be about Chulin and the Seifa about Kachim from what it says in the Seifa. So Rav Ashi says Seifa b'Kachim Echa to Katani, because it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Hashochet, meaning not just the Seifa of our Mishnah, in the next Mishnah it says, Hashochet Shnei Roshim Ke'echad Shechitasu K'sheira, that if you shech two animals at one time, it's a valid Shechita. Hashochet Di'evad L'Chadchil Lo, which makes it sound like B'di'evad, it's a valid Shechita, but do not do that. You should not shech two animals at one time. Iyar M'Bishlama B'Kachim Hainu D'L'Chadchil Lo. Well, if we're talking about Kachim, it makes sense that you should not do that. You shouldn't shech two animals at the same time. Why? Mishum detani Rav Yosef, because of what Rav Yosef taught us, that the pasuk says when it comes to kachim, it says v'chisizbuchu zevach shlam l'Hashem l'ritzonchem tizbachuhu. Now the word tizbachuhu is like tizbachu or tizbach oso, that you should shecht it. So we learn two things from that. Number one, tizbach shlo yushnaim shochtim zevach echad, that you shouldn't have two shochtim shecht one karban. And number two, tizbachuhu, that which is like tizbachu shlo ye echad shochet shnei zvachim, that you shouldn't have one guy shechting two zvachim at the same time. And because it's written b'loshon yachid. V'amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana explains in the first Rasha that even though the way we read the word is tizbechuhu, which sounds like it's lashon rabim, that even two people could shecht the carbon at the same time, tizbechehu ksiv. But we read it as tizbechuhu, but the way it's actually spelled is tizbechehu without that extra vav, which would be lashon yachid, and that's why we assume that it's got to be a yachid that shechts that shechts. Shouldn't be two people that shecht. So Eli'i Amrit B'chulin, Afil L'Chadchil Nami. But if we're talking the safest, talking about Chulin, then even L'Chadchil you should be able to shecht Shnei Behemos at the same time. Why does the Mishnah say HaShochet, which makes it sound like only B'di'evet, it would be a valid Shechita if you do Shnei Behemos at the same time? If we're about Chulin, you should absolutely be allowed to shecht Shnei Behemos at the same time. And that is Rav Ashi's Raya. Now it's interesting, the Gemara says, and the Gemara makes this drasha that since Tiz B'chel, since it says tizbecheu b'lashon yachid, that's why I know you can only have one shochet for the carbon. You can't have two shochtim for the carbon, even though the way it's pronounced is tizbechuhu. So Rashi writes, yeah, because yeshem l'masodas. So we darshan it the way it's written and not the way it's pronounced. So the Rishonim ask, you can't just say Yeshem L'Masoras. It's a machlokas all over Shas. Yeshem L'Mikra, Yeshem L'Masoras. And the Gemara over here never even enters that discussion. It never says, well, L'mandi Amri Yeshem L'Mikra, L'mandi Amri Yeshem L'Masoras. It makes it sound like that there's only a possibility of Yeshem L'Masoras over here. Whatever happened to the whole discussion of Yeshem L'Mikra, Yeshem L'Masoras, the Gemara is going to sound like this rush of Tizbecheu, Tizbechu, Tizbecheu is not taluy in that machlokas. So the Ramban says that even according to the Mikra, there's no hechrich that two people can shecht the basachas. Because when it says tizbuchuhu, it doesn't mean two people on the same zevach. It could mean two people on each of their own zvachim, meaning that it's multiple people shechting multiple karbonos. It doesn't as meaning even if you're going to read it as the plural. When do we say that the yeshem the Mikra, yeshem the Mesoris is when there's a stira between the Mikra and the Mesoris? But if there's a way to reconcile them, that they both are telling you the same. So tizbuchuhu is for sure telling you that only one person could do the shechita of an animal. And even tizbuchuhu is telling you multiple people will do shechitas of multiple animals, each one of their own animal. So it's not a stira at all. And when it's not a stira, that's when we're going to say, yesh eim l'mesoris. Okay, now raya number five. Va'af Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish savar reisha b'chulin seifa b'kachim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish also holds that the reisha of a mishnah savar b'chulin and the seifa is b'kachim. Dom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish me'achas shashnin rubi shalach l'kamahu lama shashnin rov ech rov shayim b'behema. He asks the kasha, right? Why does it have to say it twice? L'fi shashaninu, because it says in Maseches Yoma, when it comes to the avodah of Yom Kippurim, heviu lo es hatamid, they bring the Kohen Gadol, the carbon tamid, karatzo, he cuts rov simanav, umeirak, acher shchitaso al yado, and someone else completes the shchita on his behalf. Al yado, Rashi points out, means on his behalf. It doesn't mean next to him, it means on his behalf. How does he know that? Rashi says, because the Gemara in Erevin says, ma'ariv adam al yidei b'no ubito, that a person can make an Erev al yidei b'no ubito. It doesn't mean he needs to be standing next to b'no ubito, it means on behalf of. So over here also, it means on behalf of. So yachal lo meriki apostle. So you might think that if they don't shecht the entire simon, that the carbon is going to be pasul, and rov simanim are not good enough by kodshim. So lekach shenin rov echad rov shnayim bebehema. That's why I say rov echad rov shnayim bebehema, that the shechita is kasher, even though it already said in the reisha legabi chulin that rov simon is good enough. The Mishnah has to tell me viter by kodshim that the shechita of kol simanim is not ma'akev. Meaning, why does the Mishnah have to tell it to me a second time? Because once it told me the din of shechita that rov is good enough. By Chulin, I would have thought Kachim is different, since there is this halacha in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, at least by the Karmat Tamid, that you bring in somebody else to make sure that the entire thing gets cut. So I would have thought that that's Ma'akiv by Kachim, so Kamash Malan, that it's not. So let's dig into that halacha, though, when it comes to Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Says Gemara, Amar Mar, Yachalo Meirak Ye Pasul. You might think that if the other guy doesn't finish the Shechita, that it's going to be Pasul. Why would you think that? You can't possibly think that. If you were to hold that the finishing up of shechting of the entire simon is going to be ma'akev, then it would turn out that somebody else other than the Kohen Gadol is doing a critical avoda of Yom Kippur. And that can't be. It can't be that somebody, the whole avoda sayom of Yom Kippur, it can only be done by the Kohen Gadol, cannot be done by anybody else. So there shouldn't have even been a hava amina that it's ma'akev b'diavad to cut the entire simin. So says Mar Hachi Kamar. Now what Rabbi Shimon Lakish meant was as follows: Yachal ye pasul midrabanan. I might have thought that it's psul dra. Obviously, on a daraisa level, it's not part of the avoda because the Kohen Gadol is not the one doing it. I would have thought midrabanan. It's a problem. I might have thought that without the miruk of finishing up the shechita of the entire simin, that it's a psul midrabanan. Kach shenin rov that shechita suk shere, then even midrabanan, it's not ma'akev. Well, wait a second. If it's not even a problem midrabanan, why are we doing it? So says Mar mitzvah the marik. It's a mitzvah to do it in order to get all the dam out as much as possible, so that you could do the zrika. There's something we keep on highlighting in today's daf, that when it comes to shechitas kachim, there is a goal. The goal is to get as much dam as you can. So it's a mitzvah, the chachila, that you're supposed to try to get as much dam as you can. But it's not something that's ma'akev, neither on a daraisa level nor on a darabana level. Okay, so now we begin the sugya that's going to take us into tomorrow's daf. The maisa shechita is a process that involves cutting the simanim from beginning to end. So from the by behema, from when you shechted rov of the kana until you finish the shechita of the veshet, and by an oaf, from when you begin cutting the veshet until you finish cutting rov of that veshet. So there's a machlokas amoraim that we're going to have right now. Amar It's only called shechita at the very last moment, when you hit the rov simen echad ba'of or the rov shnayim bebehema. As soon as you cross that line of rov echad ba'of or rov shnayim bebehema, that's when you did your shechita. But up until that point, it's like preparatory work for the shechita. Rabbi Yochanan amar, yeshen l'shechita mitchil v'yad sof. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the whole process, all as a shame shechita. So the Gemara tries to parse out l'may nafkamina, what you call shechita and what you don't call shechita. So it says, well, I'll tell you what's not a nafkamina, then we'll try to figure out what is a nafkamina. Amar Rava, hakol mod mecha deshachat semenachad, ovid chabim semenachad Yisrael. Everyone would agree that if a guy shechs one simen, and then a Jew comes in and shechs the other simen, she psula. That's for sure going to be possible, even if you hold in the shechita l'besof. Shari nasa by setrefa b'yad ovid chabim. Because even if the ovid chabim didn't do something that's called a shechita, he did something that would make it a trefa. So by the time the Yisrael came along, he was dealing with the trefa, so it's not a valid shechita anyway. So that's for sure not part of the machlokas. Another second thing that would not be the nafkamina between them, ba'olas ha'of nami, that by an olas ha'of where malika b'shnei simanim is required, and the first one was nimlak b'psul, there is no machlokas between the Levi Saba and Rabbi Yochanan, that even the malika simon the malika of the first simon has the din of a malika, because heichad malik simon echad lamata v'simon echad lamayla psula. Everyone would agree that if you do the malika of an olas ha'ov of one simon below the chut ha'sikra on the mizbech and one simon above the chut ha'sikra on the mizbech, whereby an olas ha'ov it's supposed to, the malika is supposed to be done entirely above the chut ha'sikra, right? That's the din by chatzis of it's below the chutzah sikra. So even if you hold the in l'shchita l'besof, we don't say that malika of the first simon l'mata by an ola will not passel it, because sorry asa b'maisa chatzis of l'mata, because you did certainly something very substantial l'mata. So when you did the malika of that first simon, you did that which would have been valid for a chatzis. So you did a full maisa chatzis of l'mata on an ola of. So that would for sure be a psul as well. Lo nechleku elas. And now possibility number three, and the first one that the Gemara is suggesting should actually work as an actual nafkamina between yeshan l'shchita mitchil v'atzof or einu l'shchita al besof, lo nechlu ela kagon sheshachat simen echad b'chutz v'simen echad b'fnim. The machlokas is, what if you shecht one of the simanim outside of the azara of a carbon and the other simen inside the azara? L'madim yeshan l'shchita mitchil v'atzof mechayiv. According to the opinion that yeshan l'shchita mitchil v'atzof, you did shchut echutz, you violated shchut echutz, because you shechted the you started the shechita b'chutz. L'man yamrein l'shechita ele b'sof, lo mechayiv. But if you hold the shechita ele b'sof, then you're not going to be chayiv, because you didn't do shechitas chutz. You did preparatory work b'chutz, but then you did the shechita b'fnim. So amar le Rabba Bar Shimi, mar lo amar hachi, that mar disagrees with your assessment. Umanu, Rav Yosef. Who is mar? It's Rav Yosef. Because heich d'shach simlech b'chutz simlech b'fnim, nami pasel. Shari asa b'maisa chatas ha'ov b'chutz. That if you shechted one simen b'chutz and one simen b'fnim, that would also be possible, even if you hold in l'shechita l'besof, because by shechting one simen b'chutz, you did that which would have been valid on a chatas ha'ov b'chutz, and therefore it's considered to be that you did an avodah b'chutz. So anyway, it's going to be possible. So says the Gemara, we need another possibility as to what exactly they're arguing about. So lo nechleku ela kigon shechat miut siman b'chutz u'gemaro b'fnim, that you shechted 49% or 40%, whatever, some amount of the simanim outside of the azara, and then you completed it inside of the azara. According to the opinion, yeshan l'shchita mechila v'atzof, you're chayiv for shchita schutz, because even the shchita of the original miut of the simanim is called shchita. But if you hold in l'shchita l'basof, lo mechayiv, then you're not going to be chayiv, because whatever you did outside is not called the shchita anyway. Only the sofa shchita is called the shchita. So that is the case of the machlokas. So now the Gemara says, well, let's challenge the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, yesh l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. There is a Mishnah Maseches Parah that seems to fly in the face of Rabbi Yochanan. Masav Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira challenges kalasukin b'para. Anyone who's involved in the Parah Aduma mitchila v'atzof, from the beginning of the process of the Parah Aduma until the end, mitamin begadim, their begadim Kadim become Tamei, Upalsin also b'melacha acheres. And anyone who's involved in any of the avodas of the Paraduma, if at that same time he's doing another melacha, he will passel the Para Aduma, because that's considered a hesach hadas from the Para. He cannot be preoccupied when he's involved in the Para Aduma. He needs to be entirely focused on the Para Aduma. Now, the idea that it's going to be metame, the person, people are involved, is only if the Para Aduma is done behechsher. So, irba psul b'shchitasa, if let's say it became a nevela during the shchita, bein kodem psula, bein liachar psula, whether they were osik in the beginning of the shchita before it became pasul, or they were osik after it became pasul, ain't a metame begadim. It's not going to be metame, those people and their begadim, because it wasn't shechted properly. So it's a gloy milsul mafreya that it never was a para aduma, because it was there was a nevela. But bahaza asa, if let's say the psul happened after the shchita was over, when they were doing the sprinkling of the dam, then it depends. Kodem psula, if they were osik before the psul happened, then metame begadim. Then they were osik in a para aduma, and therefore their begadim are going to become tame. La'achar psula ena metame begadim. So here's the kasha. V'yamet yeshan l'shchina metchil v'atzof l'flug nami b'shchitasa. If shchita runs the entire process, then we should even be mechalik by the case where the psul happened in the shchita. That yirba psul b'shchita kodem psula metame begadim la'achar psula ena metame begadim. So you see that it must be ena shchita el basov. So I'm rav in the skalk l'shchita kamer shayin yasim degoyim muslim afreid the love shchita yiklal. No, if the shchita was messed up, then it's l'mafreya. It shows that even the beginning part was not actually a shchita, even though normally we would say yeshan l'shchita mitchil v'atzav. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rava. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.